This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man stole the face. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you get my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Give me a call if you want to join the show, join the discussion today. So, there's a new report out. This was reported by the Washington Examiner. I saw this over the weekend. Because, you know, we keep hearing, the narrative is, and we keep hearing this, about this travel ban from the seven countries, right? How many times have you heard this? Well, none of the people from those countries have been involved in any terrorist attacks against the United States. And we keep hearing this over and over and over again. Oh, guess what? It's not true. There's a new report out. 72 people have been convicted of terrorism from the seven countries that have been put on this ban. Oh, really? Since 9/11, 72 individuals from the seven mostly Muslim countries covered by President Trump's extreme vetting executive order have been convicted of terrorism. Of course, bolstering the administration's immigration ban. According to a report out Saturday, at least 17 claimed to be refugees from those nations. Three came in as students, and 25 eventually became U.S. citizens. The Center for Immigration Studies calculated the numbers of convicted terrorists from the Trump 7 as follows. Somalia, 20. Yes, 20 convicted terrorists. This is convicted, by the way. These are convicted. Okay? Somalia, 20. Yemen, 19. Iraq, 19. Syria, 7. Iran, 4, Libya, 2, and the Sudan, 1. Well, that's not what we're being told by the mainstream media. I mean, Matt Lauer never said that on the Today Show. The Center's Director of Policy Studies, Jessica M. Vaughn, based her blockbuster report on a 2016 report from the Senate Judiciary Committee's Subcommittee on Immigration and the National Interest, then chaired by new Attorney General Jeff Sessions. That report found that 380 out of 580 people convicted in terror cases since 9/11 were foreign-born. She received further information on many in the report to conclude that 72 of those convicted of terrorism came from the seven nations targeted by Trump. From her report seen here, these terrorists, and I'm talking about the Washington Examiner article, these terrorists lived in at least 16 different states, with the largest number from the terror-associated countries living in New York, 10, Minnesota, 8, California, 8, and Michigan, 6. Ironically, Minnesota was one of the states suing to block Trump's order to pause entries from the terror-associated countries, claiming it harmed the state. At least two of the terrorists were living in Washington, which joined with Minnesota in the lawsuit to block the order. 33 of the 72 individuals from the seven terror-associated countries were convicted of very serious terror-related crimes and were sentenced to at least 3 years imprisonment. The crimes included use of a weapon for mass destruction, conspiring to commit a terror act, material support for a terrorist or terror group, international money laundering conspiracy, possession of explosives or missiles, and unlawful possession of a machine gun. In dismissing the Trump executive order, San Francisco's Ninth Court of Appeals said, and I quote, "The government has pointed to no evidence that any alien from any of the countries named in the order has perpetrated a terrorist attack in the United States." Well, apparently, that's not true. Proponents of the president's van said that Vaughn's findings should provide justice with the evidence they need to win their case. She wrote, "President Trump's vetting order is clearly legal under the provisions of Section 212F of the Immigration and Nationality Act, which says that the president can suspend the entry of any alien or group of aliens if he finds it to be detrimental to the national interest. He should not have to provide any more justification than was already presented in the order, but if judges demand more reasons, here are 72. So there you have it. There are 72 convicted. 72 people convicted from the seven countries that are on the travel ban. So it's worth noting the discrepancy in the media narrative, which is that, oh, well, you know, nobody's ever committed any. As soon as I heard that, I thought to myself, well, that's not true. I can name immediately off the top of my head, you know, the Somali individual at Ohio State with the knife attack. And, of course, now we've got proof. 72 individuals have been convicted of terrorism from these countries. I mean, why wouldn't you want to be safe? There's another report out here. This is from the Miami Herald. Is this today? Yeah, this is today. Amid the escalating national clash over immigration, new cases have emerged in federal court in South Florida, showing how five undocumented immigrants from Mexico and Guatemala, all with criminal records, had been previously deported and returned undetected across the southwest border. Okay. There's a case of one Hector Eduardo Ramirez Gutierrez, Mexican national, deported seven times, and keep coming back in. The Ramirez Gutierrez case began January 10th when a Boynton Beach police officer responded to an emergency call to a shop where the defendant had been observed stealing items. Upon making contact with the subject and requesting identification, the subject had in his possession a driver's license from Mexico with his picture on it, according to the criminal complaint. At that point, the officer contacted the West Palm Beach Border Patrol for assistance, establishing the alienage of the subject. Ramirez Gutierrez was arrested and charged with grand theft and providing false information to a law enforcement officer, according to the complaint. This guy has been deported. He's got a criminal record. He's deported seven times. I mean, come on. There's clearly a problem here. So stop telling me that there's no problem. Okay? It's clearly a problem. And by the way, Donald Trump has always said he wants to deport criminal aliens. Criminals. Okay? Who doesn't want to deport criminals? We'll be right back.
Edward Woodson Show.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When America can't find a hero, it finds a villain. Welcome to the Terror Dome.
Back to back attack, so I smack and tap and slap the mac. Now I'm living on my kit.
The Edward Woodson Show.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. So there are reports that during the week, since federal judge James L. Robart blocked President Donald Trump's January 27th executive order, the State Department has drastically increased the number of refugees entering the U.S. from Syria, Iraq, and other suspect countries. A staggering 77% of the refugees let in since the February 3rd order from Judge Robart's order have been from, guess what, the seven suspect countries. Nearly a third are from Syria, another 21% are from Iraq. And just to put this in perspective, during the 2 weeks before Judge Robart's order, only 9% of refugees from Syria and 6% were from Iraq. So, obviously, these people are trying to sneak in before, you know, they're not able to any longer. I mean, think about it. That's what's going on. And yet, you know, you'd think that the media would at least be honest about this. But of course, they're not. I got to tell you, the fact that everyone is freaking out, just freaking out, I've never seen anything like this in my life. Because Donald Trump is enforcing the law. Crazy. So I want to play this for you. This is NBC's Nicole Wallace. Now, who's Nicole Wallace? Nicole Wallace, remember, she worked for John McCain during his failed presidential bid. She's the quote-unquote conservative works for NBC. She was the conservative on The View. Remember The View? Okay. So let me just say this. Nicole Wallace, I love how the media will trot out these quote unquote conservatives, which are just, they're the furthest thing from conservatives. In fact, they are nothing but rhinos, Republican in name only, okay? And look, the list of these people, they include, of course, David Brooks from the New York Times, Nicole Wallace, you've got Matt Dowd, you got all these people under the guise of being Republicans. And the media puts them out there. And so what they do is they go, you see, look, these are Republicans and they don't agree with Trump. You see? These are real Republicans. And they say that all the time. But they're not fooling anybody. Because nobody believes they're Republicans because they're not Republicans. You know, you think it's a coincidence that you see the same people? Okay, John McCain, Lindsey Graham, Marco Rubio, Jeff Flake, same cast of characters, these same people. Because they're not part of the Republican Party. What they're part of is the Washington Inside the Beltway Party, okay? Which I've said so many times. That's what's going on. And that's why everybody's freaking out. And it's not just with Democrats that are freaking out. It's the Republicans that are freaking out. Okay? Republicans are freaking out more than anyone. Because, you know, the gig is up for them. So, another thing that the media still doesn't get is they continue to kind of question whether or not the Trump voters are still with Trump. And it's so funny. Because he's doing exactly what he said he was going to do. He's doing exactly what he promised to do. And yet they are constantly questioning whether or not, and you saw this at the very beginning, remember? At the very beginning, right after Trump won, they said, he's pulling back on his repeal and replace of Obamacare. He says he wants to keep pre-existing conditions on there. Will the Trump voter stand for that? It's laughable. It's laughable. Or again, what I heard over the weekend was George Stephanopoulos, when he had Stephen Miller on, George Stephanopoulos was like, are Republicans going to stand for this, for the cost of the wall? It's going to cost like $20 billion. Are these people going to really stand for this? Like, again, yeah. Because people want the wall to be constructed. They want to feel safe. Again, this isn't some crazy concept. But the media continues to, again, vilify the Trump supporter. And, of course, Donald Trump as well. But what's funny to me is how the media still doesn't get it. They still don't understand Trump. And they still clearly don't understand the Trump supporter. And they keep putting out these people, these quote-unquote Republicans, that they don't understand Trump either, but yet they keep putting these idiots out there. I just, again, the media doesn't get it. They continue not to get it. And then whenever they like interview a Trump supporter, for instance, and I'm going to play this for you in a minute. I just want to set it up. When they interview a Trump supporter, the Trump supporter is like, oh, yeah, we're good. I support what he's doing. I have no problems with what he's doing. And what they always do is they put their own spin on it so that you have, again, you have these people, these inside the Beltway Washington people that can't quite understand the Trump voter. Anyway, when we come back, I want to play this week.
Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel-toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clicksafety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show, 877-317-6432. Give me a call. So, I got to play this for you. Again, this is Nicole Wallace scolding a Trump voter for backing the un-American immigration order from our president. See, this is the thing that it is, to me, comical. That the media, they'll come out every few days or so, and they'll bring out and highlight a Trump supporter and ask that Trump supporter, I'm sure you've seen this, you know, what they think of Trump. And they try to attempt to scold the Trump supporter or Trump voter, and it always backfires. Case in point. Now, listen to Nicole Wallace. See, here's the thing, and the reason why I want to talk about this and I want to highlight this is because the media still doesn't get it. They don't get the Trump voter. They don't get what happened. They don't get anything. And then they will trot out these quote-unquote conservatives, these quote-unquote Republicans that question the Trump voter. Listen to this Nicole Wallace. And by the way, the woman that she's talking to, the Trump supporter, the Trump voter, she ain't having any of it. She's not taking the bait, and she's not having it. Okay, this is classic. And this is the crux of the media and their complete lack of understanding of still what happened, i.e. the election, and the level of support out there in America. Because what they don't understand is that the Trump voter and the Trump supporters are very happy with what Donald Trump has done. I mean, look, think about it in the last 30 days, what Trump has done. He has now met with the leader of Great Britain, okay, our greatest ally. He has met with the Prime Minister of Japan. He has met with the leader of Canada. And tomorrow he's going to be meeting with Netanyahu. This is all within the last 30 days, okay? So the Trump voter is very happy with the Trump agenda. The only ones that aren't are, of course, the mainstream media and the Republican Party and the Democrat Party, okay? Got it? They're the enemy. Now listen, I want you to listen to Nicole Wallace and her smug, self-righteous attitude in talking to this woman. I want you to listen to this.
Do you think we should be banning people from countries that haven't launched any attacks against the United States?
Okay, number one, that's completely false, as I just told you, and I pointed out. Should we be banning people that haven't had any attacks at the United States? Okay, again, that's the media narrative, which is completely a false narrative.
I think that they ought to stop everybody from coming in. Just let the country breathe and take a step back and figure out what's going on.
You don't think that's un-American, you know, Statue of Liberty?
No.
No. No.
No, because I don't want to have someone...
Don't you think that's un-American?
A man moving next door to me, who's going to be blowing up Erie, he is sticking to what he said he was going to do. Come hell or high water, and I say, go for it.
Don't you think that's un-American? Don't you think it's un-American? What, to enforce the law? How is that un-American? You know, don't you think that's un-American? Stop. See, they clearly don't get it. They clearly don't get it. I mean, and I got to tell you, both parties have completely lost touch with the voter. They have spent so much time in D.C., in and around D.C., that they think anyone who doesn't think like them, they're just rubes. They're idiots. That's what they think. And Nicole Wallace is a perfect example of the self-righteous, smug attitude of those people living in D.C. I mean, she's lecturing this woman that lives in, Erie, Pennsylvania? And she's telling her straight up, no. It's not un-American. No. And then I love how Nicole Wallace is like, well, what about the Statue of Liberty? I want to play this again. Okay. What about the Statue of Liberty? You don't think it's un-American? You know, what about the Statue of Liberty? Get out of here.
Do you think we should be banning people from countries that haven't launched any attacks against the United States?
I think that they ought to stop everybody from coming in. Just let the country breathe and take a step back and figure out what's going on.
You don't think that's un-American, you know, Statue of Liberty?
No.
No.
No, because I don't want to have someone coming in and moving next door to me who's going to be blowing up Erie. He is sticking to what he said he was going to do. Come hell or high water, and I say, go for it.
And if you see the look on Nicole Wallace's face, she's just horrified. Like, what do you mean? Again, this is they're struggling to understand what's going on.
Like, don't you think that's un-American? No. No, I don't think it's un-American. What I think is un-American is for people coming into this country illegally. That's un-American. And by the way, and I've said this before, most immigrants feel the exact same way. Because most immigrants that came here legally, they understand how hard it was to come here legally. And no one, I don't care who you are, no one likes somebody cutting in front of them. Okay? Nobody. This is human nature. It's not that hard to figure out here. Nobody likes that. Nobody. Okay? So, to have Nicole Wallace, of all people, lecturing some poor woman that lives in Erie, that when asked a question, she gives her an honest assessment and says, you know, no, I don't think it's un-American. But don't you think it's un-American? You know, the statue. I love how she invokes the Statue of Liberty. And you've seen all these people invoke the Statue of Liberty. Well, the Statue of Liberty is crying now. Get out of town. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indie Hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indie Hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie Hammered Knives. Custom knives made in America.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin. Pack in the wind. Battle me, that's a sin. I won't ever back up.
Welcome back to the show, 877-317-6432. The Washington Post, Kathleen Parker, predicts that Trump's removal from office will happen in 2 years. Mm-hmm. Again, it appears that conservative Kathleen Parker of the Washington Post has joined with conservative David Brooks of the New York Times in fully embracing the crazy political fantasies of the unhinged left. Both are now predicting the imminent removal of President Trump from office. Brooks predicted Trump would resign from office or be in peace within a year. Kathleen Parker is very slightly more reasonable by extending that time frame for 2 years when a new Congress, chock full of Democrats elected in 2018, would immediately begin impeachment proceedings against the president. Now, again, this is a quote-unquote conservative, okay? She's a conservative. Now, you knew this would get dusted off eventually. Kathleen Parker told the Washington Post that Section 4 of the 25th Amendment, which deals with presidential incapacity, and let me quote from her her article in the Washington Post. With luck and cabinet-level courage, that is not much in evidence, there's a chance we won't have to wait 2 long years, during which, let's face it, anything could happen. In anticipation of circumstances warranting a speedier presidential replacement, wiser minds added Section 4 of the 25th Amendment, which removes a president if a majority of the cabinet and the vice president think it necessary, i.e., if the president is injured or falls too ill to serve, or by extension, by being so incompetent or not quite right that he or she possesses a threat to the nation and must be removed immediately and replaced by the vice president. So what Kathleen Parker is saying is that he's crazy. We got to get rid of him. He's crazy. Okay? She also said, good news, in 2 years we'll have a new president. Bad news if we make it that long. The good prediction is based on the law of the pendulum. Enough Americans, including most independent voters, will be so ready to shed Donald Trump and his little shop of horrors that the 2018 midterm elections are all but certain to be a landslide. No, make that a mudslide, sweep of the House and Senate. If Republicans took both houses in a groundswell of people's rejection of Obamacare, Democrats will take them back in a tsunami of protest. I'm sorry, Kathleen Parker, but this past year hasn't been a good one for good predictions by the mainstream media pundits, yourself included. Remember the mantra about how Donald Trump has no path to 270? Also, by specifically citing that the purpose of a Democrat takeover of Congress will lead to impeachment, you only serve to nationalize the election in a big way and provide a huge motivation for the legion of Trump supporters to go out and vote in the midterms. Okay? She also wrote, once ensconced, it would take a Democrat majority approximately 30 minutes to begin impeachment proceedings, selecting from an accumulating pile of lies, overreaching, and just plain sloppiness. That is, assuming Trump hasn't already been shown the exit. Again, hate to break it to you, Kathleen, but to remove President Trump from office, you need not only impeachment in Congress, but also a conviction in the Senate. The latter requires two-thirds of the Senate, 67 votes. In 2018, there is only a grand total of 9 Republican Senate seats at stake, honey. Even in the absurdly unreal outcome of them losing all of those few seats, that still leaves the Democrats 10 votes shy of a conviction. Oh, yeah, and by the way, you need some actual charges with which to convict a president. For Parker, that seems to be a mere technicality, since her December 6th column, when she wanted to prevent Trump from even assuming office in the first place via unfaithful electors. Bottom line is this. Kathleen Parker and her fellow liberals and conservatives, such as Brooks, want to remove President Trump from office for strictly political reasons, because they don't agree with him. They are so laughably desperate for this outcome that they have even dreamed up fantasy scenarios, as Parker has done. Ironically, their call to elect a Democrat Congress primarily for the purpose of removing Trump may only serve to completely boomerang on them by energizing Trump supporters to cast their off-year election votes. And here's my exit question to Kathleen Parker. If Donald Trump is reelected in 2020, will Kathleen Parker predict that Democrats voted into office in 2022 will remove him? I mean, and by the way, this is a quote-unquote conservative. I always love it when, you know, the Washington Post will make an announcement and say, oh, we've hired a conservative. Hugh Hewitt was the latest one. Hugh Hewitt, who has just been a never-Trumper, is now hired by the Washington Post to, you know, be their conservative. Of course, every publication has one. You know, they've got the Washington Post has Kathleen Parker. Also, they've got this Jennifer Rubin. I don't know if you've seen her. She hates Trump. She's the resident conservative blogger at the Washington Post. And, you know, you've got others. Michael Gerson, he's another doofus, hates Trump. You know, it's like, it's funny. They'll try, and you see this on the Sunday shows. They'll trot out these quote unquote conservatives that are out there bashing Trump, and they'll go, see, these people are conservatives and they're bashing Trump. See, you guys, don't you get it? He's bad news. And then every time they actually interview an actual Trump supporter, they're like, no, we think he's doing a great job. We love him. They still can't wrap their heads around what happened. And it's so very obvious what happened. Okay? Look, again, there's such a disconnect. It was like, it's like the speech, Inauguration Day speech, where the media said it was dark. It was
Hitlerian. And when you talk to Trump supporters, they were like, oh, it was awesome. Let's make America first. Let's make America great again. He talked about the forgotten man. He talked about basically all the people that voted for him, his constituents. Trump doesn't really care about these other Washington inside the Beltway people, frankly. He doesn't need them. He just needs the constituents, the people that voted for him. It doesn't matter, these other people. These other people are idiots. These quote-unquote Washington conservatives like Kathleen Parker and David Brooks and George Will and I can go down the list. Byron York and Rich Lowry and Bill Kristol, Dana Loesch, Katie Pavlich. They hated Trump. They still hate Trump. And you still go and ask them what they think. Okay, ask regular Americans and Trump voters what they think. They think he's doing a great job. In fact, this is him being presidential. Hello, we'll be right back. I gotta take a quick break, but the madness and the mayhem continues in a moment.
To the Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to the Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.